ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. సౌందర్య లహరి శ్లోక 1. శివశక్త్యా యుక్తః యది భవతి శక్తః ప్రభవితుం న చేదేవం దేవః న ఖలు కుశలః స్పందితుమపి. అతస్త్వామారాధ్యాం హరిహర విరించాదిభిరపి ప్రణంతుం స్తోతుం వా కథమకృత పుణ్యః ప్రభవతి. అంబా ఇస్ వర్షిప్డ్ హియర్ యాజ్ పరాశక్తి. శ్రీ పరాశక్త్యై నమః. The greatest of Parashakti is what is given in this shloka to achieve all kinds of goodness, sakala yoga kshemartham. It's a very, very nice shloka, the very first shloka of Saundarya Lahari. And it is the stotra of the Devi, and Acharya starts the shloka with Shiva Sabda. Shivaha, Shivaha, the most auspicious. శివం ఇస్ మంగళం, ఆస్పిషస్. అండ్ దేవః, దట్ ఇస్ శివ మహాదేవః, పరమేశ్వరః. భవతి యతి యుక్తః. యుక్తః మీన్స్ ఇఫ్ హీ ఈస్ యునైటెడ్, ఇఫ్ హీ ఈస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్. ఇఫ్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ హీ ఈస్ యునైటెడ్ విత్ హూమ్? శక్త్యా. శక్త్యా ఇస్ పరాశక్తి. విత్ యూ ఓ పరాశక్తి, ఓన్లీ వెన్ ది శివ, పరమశివ ఈస్ యునైటెడ్ విత్ యూ, శక్తః ప్రభవితం, హీ విల్ బి కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేటింగ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. శక్తః, శక్తః, హీ విల్ బి కేపబుల్ ఫర్ వాట్? ఫర్ క్రియేటింగ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. ఏవం న చేత్, ఇఫ్ హీ ఈస్ నాట్ యునైటెడ్ ఇన్ దట్ మ్యానర్ విత్ యూ, స్పందితుమపి న ఖలు కుశలః. హీ ఈస్ ఇన్కేపబుల్ of even a small movement, spanditumapi, even a small movement he cannot make if he is not associated with you. Ataha, ataha means so, tvam, tvam to you, who is worshipped by whom? Hari hara virinchadibihi api. Hari, Vishnu, haraha is Shiva, virinchi is Brahma, and virinchadibhi, adipadas, all others, all other deities, all other devatas, who are worshipped by all other devatas, aradhyam, who worship you, akrita punyaha, a person who has not done punyam in several janmas earlier, pranantum, either to do namaskaram to you, or stotumva, even to do stotra of you, katham prabhavati, how he will become eligible, how will he do it, how can he do it, if this person who has not done punya in several janmas to do namaskaram to you or to sing your glory, how is it possible that you who is worshipped so much by Vishnu, Shiva, Virinchi, Brahmaji and all others? So Parameshwara, he becomes capable of creating the universe only when he is united with Shakti, that is you. But otherwise, when he is not so united, he is incapable of even a small movement. How then could a person who has not acquired punya, that is merit, good merits, in so many births earlier, worship you or praise you, who is adorned, worshipped by Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma and all other devatas? So through this shloka, the Acharya wants to communicate a largest concept in our faith, namely Shiva Shakti Aikyam. Very, very important concept, which we are going to see more as we discuss further shlokas and even along the line of this shloka itself later. So this shloka starts with Shiva Shabdam, as we said, denotes Parama Mangala. It starts with Mangala. It is going to give for all those who study this, who listen to this, who practice this, Sarva Mangala, Parama Mangala it is going to give. And also it refers to, as I told in the beginning, it talks about Mantra Shastra, Yantra Shastra, Tantra Shastra, all of them. And this very first shloka, it immediately outlines not only the Shiva Shakti Aikyam, it also talks about the elements of Sri Chakra. Sri Chakra, the four Shiva triangles of Sri Chakra. We are going to see the full detail of Shiva Sri Chakra, how to construct the Sri Chakra, what are the various aspects of Sri Chakra. We are going to see it as we see in Shloka 11 and other places. But to just mention here, the Shiva Sri Chakra is supposed to have two components. The four Shiva triangles which face up. If you remember Sri Chakra, there are four upward triangles. They denote Shiva. And there are five Shakti triangles which point downwards. Chaturbihi, Shiva Chakraischa, Shakti Chakraischa, Panchabihi, Shiva Shakti Atmakam, Nyeyam, Sri Chakram, Shivayor, Vapuho. So Chaturbihi, Shiva Chakraischa, four Shiva triangles, and Shakti Chakraischa, Panchabihi, five Shakti triangles. And both of them, when they unite, that is where we get the Bindupitam, that is where Amba's fruit is residing, that talks about the Aikyam, the oneness of Shiva and Shakti. And also this mantra is a very, very important, as I told, it's a mantra shastra. It also is a very important mantra. It talks about the highest mantra of the Devi. Devi has so many mantras. When somebody wants to start the Devi Upasana, they start from Bala Triparasundari mantra. And from them, they may go to Navakshari mantra, the nine-lettered mantra, Navakshari mantra. And they can graduate to even Panchadasakshari mantra. There are 15-lettered mantras. And then finally, they get the Shodashakshari mantra called the Shodashi, which is supposed to be the highest. Actually, scholars say, even if you give your head to someone, doesn't matter, but don't give Shodashi. Supposed to be such a great mantra, the 16-lettered mantra of the Devi, which talks about the Shodasha Kala Purnatvam of the Devi who is full, the infinite goddess, who is full, the 16 Kalas, all the 16 Kalas, they make the Purnatvam of the Devi, Shodasha Kala Purnatvam, that is implied here, that is the 16 words in the first half of the verse, 16 words, and there are actually 35 consonants in the shloka, they denote the Shiva aspect, and there are 16 vowels in the shloka. I don't want to mention each one of the vowels and all. 16 vowels, they denote the Shakti aspect. So the consonants, they require the vowels for articulation. You know how everything is so intricately put. There are 35 consonants. They all devote the Shiva concept. And the 16 vowels, they denote the Shakti concept. The consonants, they by themselves, if you have to articulate them, they have to be associated with the vowel. For example, if you want to say ka, k plus a, a is the vowel. Then only the sound ka can be pronounced, the consonant. And akrita punyaha, merit required to think of the Devi. Worshipping her is not my act. It is also her glory only. That is how Acharyas say, even the ability to glorify the glory of the Devi is also the glory of the Devi only. If I am able to glorify her, even that is the glory of the Devi. It is only by her anugraha I will be able to even glorify her. So akrita punyaha, a person who has not done punya, actually in our introduction, we gave the two shlokas from the Palashruti of Lalita Sahasranama, where we said, unless a person has done so many Sahasranamas of worshipping so many devatas in previous janmas, that person will not be able to come to Sri Vidya, to worship Devi, to recite the Lalita Sahasranama or the Saundarya Lahari. If a person has to go into the path of worshipping the Devi, he should have done Ananta Punyam if by worshipping so many other devatas in so many koti janmas. So akrita punyaha. Pranantum stotum. Here this also, the worship is not just only pranantum stotum. This is kayika, vachika and manasika worship. Expression of bhakti in all forms. That is pranantum, to do namaskaram. And stotum, to recite her glories. And then manasam, to think of her, that is understood. even though it is clearly said here only pranantum stotum, both kayika and vachika is said, but the manasika puja also, the manasa puja, that is also implied here. And the word spanda, spanda, spanditumapi, that spanda, spanda is to, the desire to create the manifestation of the unmanifest form, the static form, into the kinetic and dynamic form. That is, the karana rupam becomes karya rupam. Karyam is the effect. When creation becomes, it is the effect. It came from the cause. So the cross that led into the effect of creation, the karya rupam, so the Shiva, unless he is united with Shakti, creation cannot take place. So the Brahman, the Shakti, Prakriti, Maya, they are all same. So in Vedanta, Shakti means Prakriti, Prakriti is Maya. So associated with Shakti, associated with Maya only, Shiva will be able to, Shuddha Shivam will be able to create. Actually, there is a beautiful name in Lalita Sahasranamam, which says Vimarsha Rupinyai Namaha. Ambal is called Vimarsha Rupini. Vimarsha Rupini is that name of the Devi who herself even makes the greatness of Shiva known to him. Otherwise Shiva, you know, normally in Tamil we say Shivanen Okandandaka. He just sits, you know, doesn't do anything. So for that person, even to tell him his own powers to create or do whatever it is, that Shakti also has to be given to him by Amba only, Shakti only, Maya only. So that is why that this Panda, she is called Vimarsha Rupini. And Shiva, Shiva here talks about the Parabrahmam, Shiva Shakti Ayuktaha, so Parabrahmam, Shiva. And it's a transcendental, all-pervading, that is in the Nishkala aspect and the Nirguna aspect, that the Chaitanya Swarupam, the pure consciousness, the pure existence principle. And Shakti refers to the primordial energy latent in all pervading consciousness, in all of creation. The sentient beings, whatever makes them mobile to do so many things, everything is ascribed to Shakti. And Adi, and this relationship between the Shiva and Shakti, it is normally given as the, it is called Avinabhava Sambandha, like the relationship between vak and the meaning and the artha. Vagartha viva shampritthau, vagartha pratipattayem, jagadapitaro vandem, parvatim, parameshwara. So the jagadapitraha, both the Parvati and Parameshwara, how they are united like the word and its meaning. We cannot say I will give the word today and meaning tomorrow. The moment word is uttered, meaning immediately comes out of it. So, vagartha visampritthav. So, this is called avinabhava sambandha between the Shiva and Shakti, Ambal and Ishwara. And in Virinchadi, Virinchadi Adi, Adipatat, Devas, there are so many Devas are implied here, because even though explicitly Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma are mentioned in the shloka, by Adipadam, using the Adipadam, Devas like Indra, the Vedas, and the great, there are so many devotees of the Devi. They are, for example, Manu, Chandra, Kubera, Manmatha, Lopamudra, Agastya, Skanda, Dattatreya, Indra, Durvasa, Nandi, Surya, Yama, Shankara. So many of these, so many other devatas are also implied when it is said that Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva and others, all these devatas, they worship the Devi. That is her greatness. And now there are a few concepts we have to understand. As I told, Shuddha Shivam is Parabrahma Swarupam. It is just remaining as it is, without doing anything. It is Nishkalam, Asparsham, Ashabdam, Agandham. It has no attributes of any kind. It is just there. It is sheer existence, consciousness principle. And associated with Maya, then the Adi Shakti, associated with Maya, so the Brahman Maya coupled together, Srishti comes, creation comes. So this Adi Shakti is the one, the Vimarsha Rupini, which I mentioned earlier. And that one, when they unite, then Srishti, when it happens, then it becomes the effect, the Karyam. In Sanskrit, Karyam is called effect. So the Karyam, so the Karya Rupam of this particular Adi Shakti, that is called the Parashakti. In this particular shloka, we said Parashakti Namaha. The Parashakti is the Karya Rupam, the effect that we see, the entire creation, the manifestation of the entire universe, that is all divinity only, that is all Parashakti, and that Parashakti is Karya Rupam. And that Karya Rupam itself, Parashakti itself, she is as Ichha Shakti, she is as Jnana Shakti, she is as Kriya Shakti. So in various forms, that Shakti itself portrays herself. Because all these things, Ichha Shakti, desire to create, Jnana Shakti, the ability, the knowledge to create and the instruments to create, and Kriya Shakti, the action of creation, they all require. So all these require various powers. So it is manifested in all these three powers. And as Parashakti, as I told, this also gives both the Yantra, Mantra and Tantra Swarupam of the Devi. So if you take Parashakti as the mother of universe, and this Parashakti worshipped through Sri Vidya. The Sri Vidya worship, as I told you, so many various ways. Balatri, Buddhipasundra, Mantra, Anavakshari, Mantra, Panchasakshari, Shodashi. So the Sri Vidya and Brahma Vidya are both considered to be one and the same. Brahma Vidya and Sri Vidya. And the Sri Vidya itself comprises of three things. The Mantra portion, the Yantra portion, and Tantra portion. And the mantra portion has got so many mantras, as I mentioned a few mantras, and the Panchadasakshari mantra. Panchadasakshari means the 15-lettered mantra. There are so many mantras. By reciting these Bija mantras so many times, that is supposed to be Purasharanam. Purasharanam means the devata which you are worshipping, reciting certain Bija mantras. After so many times worshipping with so much of concentration and devotion, those devatas are supposed to walk in front of you. That is our belief. So this Panchadasakshari mantra, the 15-lettered mantra itself, this is the mantra swarupam of the Devi, and that itself is divided into three sections. We are going to see details of all those things later. But here now in this particular shloka, I want to outline all that because we said that this portrays the mantra swarupam, yantra swarupam and tantra swarupam. So I want to relate to that in this shloka. And this, the Panchadasakshari mantra, the 15-lettered mantra, that has got three sections. One is called the Vagbhava Kootam, and another is called the Kamaraja Kootam, and the third one is called Shakti Kootam. So there are three mantras. So for in the Vagbhava Kootam, there are five Bija mantras, and in Kamaraja Kootam, five, and six Bija mantras, and in the Shakti Kootam, four Bija mantras. So this is the mantra swarupam of the Devi in Sri Vidya. And in Yantra swarupam is Sri Chakram. Sri Chakram is supposed to be the king of all yantras, the great yantra. We are going to see how to construct it, what are the various elements in that. We are going to see all those things in detail as we go down in the shlokas. So yantram here portrayed is Sri Chakram. And the tantra that is given here is Aikyan Sandhanam. Aikyam, Shiva Shakti Aikyam. That is the Aikyan Sandhanam is the tantram, tantra shastra deployed in this shloka. And actually when you talk about Sri Vidya worship, normally this Lalitopakhyana, that is the one that is normally talks about so much about the glories of the Devi. And there are about 40 chapters in Lalitopakhyanam. This is a particular section. So Lalitopakhyanam that talks about the glory of the Devi in 40 chapters. And the last five chapters, they talk about Lalita. Lalita as a concept. Lalita as a... So there the Shodashakshari mantra, that is the Panchadasakshari mantra associated with the 16th letter. And then there is the mudra, the diksha, and so many nyasas, so many details are given in that Lalitopakhyana. And then there is the Lalita Trishati. So the Lalita Trishati mantra that has got the 300 names arranged in the order of the letters as given in the Panchadasakshari mantra. So Panchadasakshari mantra has got 15 letters. So for each letter, there are 20 names. So 15 letters multiplied by 20 is 300 names. That is Trishati. So the Trishati, Lalita Trishati has got... So reciting of Lalita Trishati is like reciting the highest mantra, namely the Panchadasakshari mantra, because each letter, each Bija mantra has got 20 names, Lalita Trishati. And then the Lalita Sahasranama, which is the essence of the Mantra Shastra. All the things are given here. So in the later portion, Uttarabhaga of the Brahmanda Purana, written by Veda Vyasa, all those things are all given here. Actually, in Markandeya Purana, there is the Devi Mahatmyam or Chandi, that is called Durga Saptasati. It has got 700 shlokas. So that talks about the fierce aspect of the Devi. Victory over Mahishasura and so many other asuras are given there in that. And glory of Lalita, The Lalita is the graceful aspect of the Devi. So the victory over Bandasura, they are all given in this Lalitopakhyanam, in Lalitasahasranama, in all these things, they are all given. So Parashakti is the divine spark, the divine energy that talks about the Mahishasura and all those things, destruction of them. What are those Mahishasuras? They are the beast in us. They are all the Rakshasi qualities in us. They are the Asuric tendencies in us. Destruction of them, that is caused, that is done through this kind of worship like this Mahishasura Vada and all that thing. And the other aspect is the ego. Bandasura is the ego part of it. So the Rakshasic part and the Asuric part and the ego part, that victory over our own Ahankara. All those things are portrayed in the various Shastras, in the Mantra Shastra, Yantra Shastra and Tantra Shastra. All those things are all just outlined in this particular shloka. So this is like a very loaded shloka, even though this is a very first simple shloka, very loaded shloka, talks about so many things. Actually, there is a beautiful, in Skanda Purana, there is a very, very nice shloka. Yesha sa sakshini shaktihi, shankarasyapi shankari, shiva binna tayahinaha, shivaha sakshanirantakaha. So this shakti as sakshi, she brings mangalam even to Shankara. Shankaroti the Shankaraha, he is the one who always does mangalam, and to that Shankara himself, this Shakti is the one who brings mangalam to him. So the one who is never away from Shiva, she is always united with Shiva. So if she is not united with Shiva, Shiva becomes useless. So that's what this particular shloka in Skanda Puranam says. Actually, this in Devi Bhagavatam, it is even another step it goes. You know, it says, Shivopi Shavatam Yati. Shiva, he becomes Shava. Shava means a dead body. So Shiva becomes a Shava Kundalinya Vivarjitaha. If he is not associated with Kundalini, the Shakti, the Parashakti, even Shiva becomes only a dead body. So Shivopi Shavatam Yati Kundalinya Vivarjitaha. So that is what even Devi Bhagavatam says. So to the ability to have the desire to worship her and to do recitation of all these mantras, that depends on Purva Punya, and that is what is emphasized in the shloka. So one of the very first shloka itself starts with Mangalam. So for all those who learn this, who recite this, who follow this, it is going to give Mangalam only all through in all aspects of their life, in all aspects of all endeavors that a person is going to go through. It's a very, very beautiful mantra. Actually, there are so many ways the mantras are, the shastras, they give even benefits of reciting these mantras. There is actually, for each mantra, there is an yantra. For example, for this mantra, particular mantra, the yantra is made in any of those noble metals like copper, silver or gold, mostly gold plates, material. There's a kleem, there's a bija mantra for each one of these shlokas. The kleem is the bija mantra for this particular thing. And reciting this mantra so many times, you know, and for so many days, and offering so much of naivedyam, annam with the ghee, and, you know, so many, you know, other, the naivedyam series, they are all prescribed in the scriptures. So by doing all that, one is supposed to get various benefits. So this is not as a mantra shastra, even for any kamya karma. If somebody wants to fulfill, in addition to being bhakti, if a person wants to fulfill some material desires also, one will be able to fulfill by reciting some of these mantras. Shloka 2. Taniyam sampam sum tavacharana pange ruhabhavam virinchihi sanchinvan virachayati lokana vikalam vahatyenam shaurihi katamapi sahasrena shirasam harahaksam krudhyainam bhajadibasitam uddhulana vidhim. Here the Devi is worshipped as Shri Devyai Namaha. Previous one was Parashakti Namaha. That is why we explained Parashakti in so many ways. Now it is Devyai Namaha as Devi. The greatness of even the minute particle of dust from her lotus feet, that is described here in a very, very poetic manner. And this is supposed to remove all kinds of obstacles in life. So, panchabhuta vijayartham, the all kinds of obstacles removed, caused by all the panchabhutas. So, sarvaloka vashyam, a person who recites this, everybody will be so amenable to them. So, sarvaloka vashyam, so there are so many benefits for this particular shloka, as Devi she is worshipped. So again, Virinchihi, Virinchihi means Brahmaji. Brahmaji is the creator. Sanchinvan, there is actually a beautiful scenario is imagined by one of the scholars in southern India. So he says, once Amba was walking in the garden in Shripuram, that is her place. So in Shripuram she was walking in the garden, and Brahmaji, he wanted to have darshan of her. So he had darshan of her, and as she was walking, what did he do? Sanchinvan, he was collecting what? Taniyamsam Pamsam. Taniyamsam is the very minutest Pamsam in the dust particles from her Tava Charana Pangeruha Bhavam. From her lotus feet, as she was walking, he was collecting very, very carefully all the dust particles coming from her lotus feet. And with that, what he does? Virachayati Lokan Avikalam. Very beautifully done. He creates this entire universe, lokan of all the 14 worlds, universe consisting of all the 14 worlds without any disorder, very orderly created. And then Shaurihi means Adishesha, Mahavishnu in the form of Adishesha, Shirasam Sahasrena, what did he do? By his 1000 heads, Sahasrena Shirasam, 1000 heads, by his, what he did? Kathamapi, somehow he managed with all his 1000 heads, he somehow managed to support Vahati, all this Yenam. The universe thus created by Brahmaji, all those universe, the entire so many lokas, with his entire 1000 heads, the Mahavishnu, he somehow managed to support Yenam, that universe, which is a dust on your feet. From your dust, this entire thing has come about. And Haraha, Shiva, what did he do? Yenam samshudhya, by crushing this universe into powder during pralaya. Basidam uddulana vidim bhajati. He follows the procedure of putting the dust as vibhuti in his body at the time of dissolution, pralaya. So a very nice poetic imagination. So collecting the microscopic particles, the small dust, from your lotus feet, Brahmaji creates the world in regular order. That is very important. I will explain that. And Vishnu, in the form of Adishesha, he bears them somehow, katamapi, with great effort. Because that is the might required when Srishti is made to sustain it and to protect it. And even though he has 1000 heads, and Shiva, he reduces the particles into ashes at the time of dissolution, and he smears them on his body as vibhuti, as basma. And also, as I told, this shloka also has got this bija mantra, it's called hrim. And also again, facing in the morning, reciting 1000 times for so many days, it is also believed to give so much of, so many various benefits. And it also has got a yantra. There are prescriptions for naivedyam, like milk payasam and all for this particular thing. There are so many things are prescribed in the literature for following the procedure. Now, what this shloka portrays, it portrays the unimaginable glory of the Devi. But there is a beauty here. Normally, when the male devatas are worshipped, for example, Mahavishnu, Shiva, for all of them, the description will be padadikesham. You start from their padam and go to the top. So when you go to Mahavishnu temple and all, they will show the arati near the feet, so that you surrender unto the Lord and slowly you go up. But here in this particular case, and for these three devatas, normally the description is keshadipadavardhane. So here also we are going to do keshadipadam later. But now in the very second shloka itself, the Acharya starts about the glory of the feet of the Devi. Next to 2-3 shlokas, he is going to talk about the feet of the glory of the Devi. So it is the unimaginable glory of the Devi. Even the mightiest powers that one can imagine, for example, Brahmaji, the creator of the entire universe, Mahavishnu, sustainer, Maheshwara, the one who dissolves the entire thing, they are not equal to the power of even the minutest dust particle coming from her feet. So actually, in our sampradaya, there are so many various practices by which these things are all worshipped. For example, there is a Suhasini Puja format that on a Purnami day, when the lady, after taking bath from the river, the person who wants to do the worship of this particular format, he collects the river sand, dries them in his own vastram, sprinkles it on the street where she is going to walk, and as she walks on the street on those sand, collects them nicely and keeps them in a nice box. On a Purnami day, this is what she has done. Purnami day when she was, it is collected and kept in a box, and to that sand, this is like the Padaduli of the Devi, they do puja in both the spring season and in the autumn season, Sharad Kalam, and in spring season, in both the spring and autumn, in both of them. So morning they do the puja reciting this second shloka. And in the evening they do puja to the same dust, reciting the next shloka, third shloka we are going to see later. So when they do this thing for so many days, 1000 times they repeat every day and then do the puja for her, they are supposed to get Ashtaishwarya Sampat. So all kinds of nice things they are supposed to accomplish in life. That is the extent to which they have given importance to this kind of Suhasini Puja based on this particular shloka. And this shloka 98, we are going to see later, that glorifies Devi's feet again in a different context. Kadakale mataha katayaha kalita alaktaka rasam. The rasam, her feet, in which, you know, she has got all those so many nice red things and all, you know, mehendi kind of thing put on the leg. So when it is washed, that whatever water comes, you know, that particular thing, pibeyam vidyarthi, it is drunk, taken by the vidyarthi, by the student, tavacharana nirnejana jalam, that pada prakshalana water that is consumed for kind of all kinds of vaksiddhi, all kinds of nice powers, that is, there should be, you know, jikhva me madhu mattama, people assess me based on what I speak. That is the first instrument, right, for communication. Unless I speak good things, madhu manishye, madhu vakshyami, madhu vadishyami, I should speak always good things. So the particular water, after washing the feet of the Devi, once it is consumed, taken, that is given to the vidyarthi student, that kind of vaksiddhi. So in sloka 28, when we see that, we will see the meaning of that in detail. And virachayati, virachayati means vividan karoti, he creates, Brahmaji creates this entire 14 worlds. The next word is avikalan. Avikalan, the protection by Vishnu until final dissolution. Brahmaji just created. And dissolution Shiva is going to do sometime later, just like that, you know. But during the time, it has to be protected. That is Vishnu's greatest job. And not only he has to maintain, he has to maintain the order of creation. So that is very, very important. Bhishasmadvatapavate bhishodheti suryaha bhishasmadagnischendrascha mrityurdhavati panchamayiti. Veda says, even out of fear of the cosmic order, vataha pavade, the wind blows. So even the elements, bhishodheti suryaha, the sun, he shines based on the cosmic order. Bhishasmadagnischendrascha. Agni, Indra, all those divinities, they function fearful of the cosmic order. Mrityur Dhavati, Mrityu Devata, he runs from place to place. He has got a lot of work to do. So he goes to all, running all over the place, again, based on the cosmic order. And maintenance of the cosmic order, Mahavishnu does. That is why it is called the protection, done maintaining this order. Lokan, Lokan refers to all the 14 worlds. According to our mythology, there is this Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha, Satya. So all these seven lokas, including Bhumi, is supposed to be above. And then Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Rasatala, Talatala, Mahatala, and Patala. All these lokas are up to Patala loka paryantam, they are below. So these are the 14 lokas created by Brahmaji. And Mahavishnu has to sustain all of them. And Haraha. హరహ అంతకాలే ప్రపంచం హరతి ఇది హరహ. సో అట్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డిసల్యూషన్ ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ శివ, లార్డ్ శివ ఇస్ ద వన్ హీ ప్రపంచం హరతి, హీ ఇస్ ద వన్ హూ డిజాల్వ్స్ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్. శ్లోక 3. అవిద్యానామంతస్తిమిరమిహిరద్వీప నగరీ జఢానాం చైతన్యస్తపగ మకరంత శృతిజరీ దరిద్రాణాం చింతామణి గుణనికా జన్మజలదౌ నిమగ్నానాం దంష్ట్రా మురరిపు వరాహస్య భవతి. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద థర్డ్ శ్లోక. హియర్ ది అంబా ఇస్ వర్షిప్డ్ యాజ్ చింతామణయే నమః, ద వన్ హూ విల్ గివ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ డిజైర్, చింతామణి. సో అగైన్ ద డస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ హర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ దాట్ కెన్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఆల్ డిజైర్స్. ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ ద థింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది దేవతాస్, నౌ దిస్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ ద థింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ మార్టల్స్, ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ లైక్ మనుష్యాస్, ఫార్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఫార్ విజ్డమ్, వెల్త్, సో సర్వ విద్యా ప్రాప్తి, ఫార్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ శ్లోక ఇస్ రిసైటెడ్ ప్రేయింగ్ టు అంబా యాజ్ శ్రీ చింతామణయే నమః. ఫార్ ఈచ్ శ్లోక దర్ ఇస్ అ పర్టిక్యులర్ నామ అసోసియేటెడ్ ద శ్లోక చింతామణయే నమః. సో ద డస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్, అవిద్యానాం అంతస్తిమిర మిహిర ద్వీప నగరి. సో నౌ దర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఇమాజినేషన్, దర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఐలండ్ సిటీ ద్వీప నగరం, అండ్ ఇన్ దాట్ ద్వీప నగరం దర్ ఇస్ సన్ రైజ్. వెన్ సన్ రైజ్ కమ్స్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, యు నో దిస్ ద ద్వీప నగరం, ఇట్ ఈస్ సరౌండెడ్ బై వాటర్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ద ప్లేస్, పీపుల్ వోంట్ ఈవెన్ నో వేర్ టు గో, వాట్ డైరెక్షన్ ఇట్ ఈస్, నథింగ్ ఇస్ నోన్, సరౌండెడ్ బై వాటర్ ఎవరీవేర్. సో ది సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ డైరెక్షన్, ది సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఫార్ దోస్ పీపుల్ వెన్ దే విల్ నో వెన్ సన్ రైసెస్, ద సన్ రైసెస్ దే విల్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎవరీథింగ్. సో అవి సో పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ కవర్డ్ విత్ సచ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, ఫార్ దోస్ పీపుల్ అవిద్యాన అంతస్మిహిర అంతస్తిమిర మిహిర ద్వీప నగరి ఇన్ దట్ థింగ్ యాజ్ ద సన్ రైజ్. సో ది సన్ రైజ్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఇల్యూమినేషన్ దాట్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ ఫర్ వాట్ టు డిస్పెల్ ద డార్క్నెస్ అవిద్య ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్. అండ్ దెన్ సో జడానాం చైతన్య సపగ మకరంత సృజజరి. సో జడానాం, జడానాం మీన్స్ అవివేకే అవివేకిన పీపుల్ హూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ద డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ ఎబిలిటీ, హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ డల్ విటెడ్ పీపుల్, అన్ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్, సచ్ పీపుల్. సో ఇట్ ఫార్మ్స్ లైక్ ఏ ఫ్లవర్ బంచ్, బంచ్ ఆఫ్ సో మెనీ బంచ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్లవర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ ది ఫ్లవర్స్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది కల్పక వృక్ష, కల్పక వృక్ష. సో కల్పక వృక్షం ఈస్ ది చైతన్య స్వరూపం. సో కల్పక వృక్షం ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ వాట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ది నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అమృతం ఈస్ కమింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్. సో ఫార్ ది డల్విటెడ్ పీపుల్, ఫార్ ది అన్ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్ బై వర్షిప్పింగ్ యూ దే గెట్ నాలెడ్జ్, దే గెట్ ది నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఎన్లివనింగ్ దెమ్, ఇట్ మేక్స్ దెమ్ సెన్షియంట్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు నాలెడ్జ్. అండ్ దరిద్రాణం చింతామణి గుణనిక, సో ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ది నెక్లెస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ విష్ గ్రాంట్, ఆల్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ విషస్, వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ చింతామణి విల్ గివ్. కల్పక వృక్ష, పారిజాత, చింతామణి, కామధేను, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ సెలెస్టియల్ థింగ్స్, దే కెన్ గివ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ వాంట్, ఇట్ విల్ ప్రొవైడ్ టు యూ. సో ఇట్ గివ్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ చింతామణి జెమ్స్ ఫార్ ద పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ పువర్, దరిద్రాణం, హూ ఇస్ సిక్, నో పావర్టీ స్టికెన్ పీపుల్, సచ్ పీపుల్ ఇట్ గివ్స్. జన్మ జలదౌ నిమగ్నాం, ఫార్ దోస్ పీపుల్ ఇమ్మర్స్ ఇన్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ సంసార, జన్మ జలదౌ, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఇమ్మర్స్ ఇన్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ సంసార, ఇట్ గివ్స్ వాట్ నిమగ్నాం, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ వాట్ దంష్ట్రా మురరిపు. సి దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఇమ్మర్స్ ఇన్ ద ఓషన్, దే హ్యావ్ టు బి బ్రాట్ అవుట్, సో దే షుడ్ బి అప్లిఫ్టెడ్, దే ఆర్ లైక్ అప్లిఫ్టెడ్ బై హూమ్, ది యువర్ నామా ప్రొవైడ్స్ దాట్. హౌ దిస్ అప్లిఫ్టింగ్ ఇస్ గివన్ హియర్ కంపేర్డ్ హియర్, దట్ ఈస్ the as a boar. Now Vishnu's tusk as a boar, as a cosmic boar, lifted the Varahasya, when Hiranyaksha went and hid everything under the ocean, then the Lord lifted thing, the Mahavishnu lifted as Varaha Avatara, he lifted the thing in his tusk as a cosmic boar. And Murarippu, Mura is an asura, is killed by, so Murarippu is the name for Vishnu. So Vishnu, Murarippu in the Varaha Avatara, he did this. So Murarippu means, Rippu means the enemy. So the enemy of Mura, the Asura, so that is how has he lifted. So you lift such a person who is immersed in the ocean of samsara. So again, it's the glory of the dust of their feet. So the dust from your feet is the like the island city where sunrise, from where the luminous sun, that rise of spiritual illumination happens, right, takes place. For what? To dispel the darkness of ignorance from the heart of all the devotees, whomsoever worship you. And the speck of dust is a flood of fragrance. It gushes out, emanating from the bunch of flowers of the Kalpaka Vriksha. That is of Chaitanya or clear consciousness. Chaitanya here means clear consciousness. Awakening the unintelligent person, the dull people. And for those who are in the grip of poverty, then your dust particles of your feet, they are like a chintamani necklace, a string of gems of chintamani. Whatever they wish, they will get. And those people who are drowned in the ocean of samsara, that dust becomes the tusk of Vishnu, who incarnated as Varaha. So this sloka also, there is a japa format. There is again shrim is the yantra, in the yantram. Shrim mantra is being, you know, done upasana. There are also so many nevedya and so many times, there are so many procedures are given as to how to do practice of this mantra. I am not giving details of that here because that is not the intent of this particular lecture, but somebody is interested separately, they can talk to me. And this is also the continuation of the adoration of the dust from Devi's feet. So shloka 2 and shloka 3 are read together. And in the previous shloka, as I mentioned, the importance of the dust to the devatas was given, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva and all the other devatas. And here the power of the dust to dispel avidya, ignorance, is given, and also poverty, attachment to worldly life in case of mortal beings. In Devaloka there is no poverty, there is no thirst, there is no hunger, none of those things. They are all only in Manishaloka. And in the second line, when it talks about the Chaitanya, that is the power that kindles the mind to understand reality. Chaitanyam is the one that enables dispelling the ignorance and to understand reality, the truth. So the bunch of flowers, the cluster of flowers of Kalpaka Vriksha, it is like that. So that is like the tree of Atmajnanam. Atmajnanam, to know my nature. I should know who I am. That Atmajnanam, that is provided by that. And Chintamani is the one that is capable of satisfying all desires, all chinta. Whatever a person wants, it provides. So all the earthly desires and also spiritual aspirations, whatever a person, based on one's own level of maturity, one can ask of so many things to the Chintamani, so it will provide everything. Actually, there is this Maya Bijam that is known as Chintamani Bijam. This is called the Hrim Mantra. I am Hrim, Shrim, that Hrim, that Bijam Mantra is called Maya Bijam. So that is also called the Chintamani Bijam. By repeating that Bija Mantra, one is supposed to accomplish whatever one desires for. That is that same Bijam. And Muraha is, as I told, is an Asura killed by Krishna, the incarnation of Vishnu as Varaha. That is the Hiranyaksha story which I just mentioned. So as Varaha lifted the entire thing from the ocean, here also the Amba will lift such a person. So this shloka is indicative of, normally people say, as Kamaraja Mantra of Sri Vidya. I told there are three, you know, Vagbhava Kutam, Kamaraja Kutam, all that thing I said. This is Kamaraja Vidya of Sri Vidya. That is what is mentioned here. This is, I am mentioning these things essentially because I told in the beginning that all the Mantra Shastra, Yantra Shastra, Tantra Shastra, all of them are given here. So it is necessary for people to know from each mantra also, all those elements, they are all there. So the Hrim Bijam, that is outlined here in this particular shloka, is also given here. Shloka 4, we can do one more shloka. Tvadanya Panibhyam Abhayavarado Daivata Ganaha Tvameka Naivasi Prakatitavara Abhiti Abhinayam Bayatratum Dhatum Palamapicha Vancha Samadikam Sharanye Lokanam Tavahi Sharanau Yeva Nipunau. So this particular mantra, Amba is worshipped as Loka Sharanyayai Namaha, as Loka Sharanya, the unparalleled power of her feet. Again, third mantra talking about her, the glory of her feet. So for relief from all kinds of diseases, Sakala Bhaya Nivritti, సర్వ రోగ నివృత్తి, సర్వ వ్యాధి నివృత్తి, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్స్, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ డిసీజెస్, ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ పీపుల్ ప్రాక్టీస్ దిస్ మంత్ర. సో లోకానాం లోకానాం శరణ్యే ఓ గాడెస్ మహాదేవి, హూ ఇస్ ద రెఫ్యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్. శరణ్యే, శరణ్యే ఇస్ ది అబోట్ ద రెఫ్యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. లోకానాం శరణ్యే త్వదన్యః దేవతగణః, ఆల్ దోస్ డైటీస్ అదర్ దాన్ యూ, ఆల్ అదర్ దేవత అదర్ దాన్ యూ, వాట్ డు దే డూ? పాణిభ్యాం అభయవరదః, దే హవ్ గాట్ దే షో దర్ ముద్ర ఆఫ్ అభయ ముద్ర అండ్ వరముద్ర, దే షో ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్స్, ఆల్ దే ఆర్టికులేట్ ఆల్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ యునో ముద్ర. సో స్పూన్స్ ఆఫ్ భయ వర వర వరముద్ర అభయ ముద్ర ఇన్ దర్ హ్యాండ్స్, దే గివ్ ఆల్ దోస్ గెస్చర్స్. త్వం ఏక బట్ యూ అలోన్ వాట్ యూ డూ? నేవ అసి, యూ నెవర్ షో సచ్ ముద్రాస్ అట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్. ఆల్ ది అదర్ దేవతాస్ దే షో ది అభయ ముద్ర అండ్ వరముద్ర, బట్ యూ డోంట్ షో ఎనీ సచ్ ముద్రాస్ అట్ ఆల్. త్వం ఏక, యూ అలోన్. నయేవ అసి ప్రకటిత వర అభీతి అభినయ, షో ఫోర్ ది వరద ముద్ర ఆర్ అభయ ముద్ర, యూ డోంట్, యూ డోంట్ షో దోస్ గెస్చర్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ సో హీ బికాస్ తవ చరణౌ ఏవ యువర్ ఫీట్ ఆర్ బై దెమ్సెల్స్, తవ చరణౌ ఏవ యువర్ ఫీట్ బై దెమ్సెల్స్. నిపుణౌ హీ, దే ఆర్ పవర్ఫుల్, దే ఆర్ ఎఫిషియంట్, దే ఆర్ నిపుణాస్. ఫర్ వాట్? భయాత్ త్రాతుం, టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ దోస్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ ద గ్రిప్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ ఫియర్, భయాత్ ఇన్సెక్యూరిటీ, ఆల్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్. అండ్ వాంఛాసం అధికం దాతుం, ఇట్ గ్రాంట్స్ మోర్ దాన్ వాట్ ఈస్ డిసైడ్ బై ద డివోటీస్ ఆల్సో. So your feet itself is capable of doing all that. You don't have to show a varamudra to give, I will give this bone and that bone, or avayamudra to show that you don't, I will protect you. The moment a person just falls at your feet, you don't even wait for him to lift and see your avayamudra and varamudra. The moment he falls at your feet, right there you grant all these things to him. So beautifully imagined. So, O Devi, who is the refuge of all the worlds, lokanam sharanye, all the devatas except you, they all vouch protection to devotees and grant their desires by so many, showing so many gestures of their hands. But what do? You alone do not show forth such kind of gestures at all. It is so because your feet are by themselves powerful and capable to protect those people who are in the grip of fear and grant more than what is desired for the devotees. Again, for this also there is a you know, japa procedure, there is yantra and mantra, all that thing, naivedyam, so many times repeating, all those things are provided for this also. But this mantra is also a beautiful mantra. This is the substance given in the shloka 2 and 3 are elaborated more here. So, Abhaya Mudra means freedom from fear. Freedom from fear, here fear of samsara. Because people, for everybody, what is the fear? Fear of samsara is the greatest fear. And Varamudra is the grant of all desires. You go to Lord, I want Ayul Dehi, Zanan Dehi, Vidyan Dehi, all that thing you go on. There is a big list of things we immediately ask of the Lord. We seldom realize the Lord is Sarvajnaha. Lord knows everything. I don't have to list to the Lord what I want. Lord knows what I want. But still, you know, my tendency is always to ask. Unless you ask, you don't get. You know, we go through all these concepts. So unless you ask, you don't get. So here also, you know, we have to ask. That's what we think. But Lord is Sarvajnaha. For people like all of us, unless somebody asks, we may not know what they need. But Lord is not like that. But still, Abhaya Mudra and Varam Mudra, they are all given. But here, Abhaya Mudra also signifies another thing. See, Abhaya means no fear. When there will be fear? Only when there is something else to be feared of, then only there will be fear. If there is nothing to be feared of, there is nothing to be worried about also. Because if there is nothing else, how can you fear of anything? There is nothing to be feared of. There is no second thing. So, Abhayam also means Advaitam. So Abhayam, normally scholars also interpret this as Advaitam. There is no two. There is nothing else to be afraid of. So it is Abhayam. So the right hand that shows the Abhayamudra like this. Right hand. So finger upwards. All the fingers are shown upwards. Protection. And the left hand that shows the Varamudra, all the fingers they point down, downwards. Paramudra. So granting of boon, when why it is showing downwards? When you surrender at the feet. So the Varamudra shows the feet of the Lord. So you surrender unto the feet of the Lord, you will get protection and you will get whatever you desire also. That's what is pointed out. So these poses are not found for the Devi. For her, these poses are not found. She has got four hands. But the four hands, what do they show? They have a bow, they have a rope, pasham, they have a gourd, and they have got arrows, ankusham, all that thing. That's what she has. She doesn't show this Varamudra and Abhayamudra. So if this shloka, if it is properly recited, this particular shloka can grant the four purusharta, dharma, artha, kama, and even moksha. Moksha means, we have to be very clear, because for people who learn Vedanta, who attend the Vedanta classes, they will know, it is not just by doing this bhakti one can get moksha. One can at best get chitta shuddhi, purity of mind. And then one has to get chitta ekagrata, focus of the mind. And then one has to go through jnana marga, do shravanam, mananam, vididhyasanam. They have to practice all that. And then one can go to jnana. So that is what moksha is. But all these four are granted means what? It enables a person to become eligible to go to this jnana marga. That's what it means. And actually there is a particular temple called Avadayar Koval in Tamil Nadu. The Amba is called Yogambika. And that Yogambika has no image, but only 2 feet are worshipped there. That shows the power of the feet of the Amba. So the moment you surrender unto her feet, then you get all these things. Symbolic of the inner meaning of this particular shloka. So only the 2 feet are portrayed here. And the people also normally, some of them, they say that this Bala Tripura Mantra, that is I am clean, so who is the mantra for the Bala Tripura Samantri, that is indicated in this shloka also. There is some people, they interpret it that way. So of course, that is, I am just saying this for the sake of completion only, not that we are going to do the Upadesha of any of those mantras here. 8 more minutes. I don't know whether I want to finish one more shloka. If I can, I can take a few minutes to finish this perhaps. Harisvamaradhyam pranatajanasaubhagyajananihim puranari bhutvam puraripum apikshobhamanayatim smaropitvam natvam ratinayanalehyenavapushaam Muninam apyantaha prabhavatihi mohaya mahatam. Shloka 5. So here Amba is worshipped as Saubhagya Jananyai Namaha. Saubhagya Janani. The greatness of Devi Puja is given here to influence, to get all people to you. So Sarvajana Vashikaranartham. You want everybody to be in your favor. That means you should be nice also. Everybody will not be nice to you unless you are nice to them. So that's what it means here. So you should be a person who is liked by all, because you also will be liking all. So sarvabhuta hiterataha. That's what Krishna said. So you are for every all bhuta, all other creation, you are nice. So tvam aradhya by worshipping you, tvam aradhya by worshipping you, pranata jana saubhagya janani. Who are you? Who grants all mangalam, saubhagyam, all mangalam. To whom? Pranatajana. To all those who pray to you, who do namaskaram to you. And what did you? Pura, once, what happened? Harihi. Harihi is Vishnu. Nari bhutva. Nari bhutva, assuming the form of a woman. Nari bhutva. Shobhamanayate. What did he do? He impassioned. Whom? Puraripum api, even Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is considered Puraripu. Puraripu means the Tripura. Tripurasura was killed by Lord Shiva. Ripu is enemy of Tripura. Pura. So, even by becoming a woman, Nari Bhutva, you impassioned even Lord Shiva. Nari Bhutva, by assuming the form of a woman, Smaraha api, Manmata also, Tvam Natva, by worshipping you, by doing namaskaram to you, ratinayana lehyena vapusha. What he did? He got a personality very pleasing and very attractive to Rati. Rati's eyes. He has got a form so attractive to Rati's eyes. I will tell the story. అండ్ ప్రభవతి హీ వాట్ ఇట్ హీ బికేమ్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ సత్యమన్మత హీ బికేమ్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ మహతా మునీనామపి అంతః మోహాయ సత్యమన్మత హ్యావింగ్ గాట్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అ ఫామ్ హీ వాస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ జనరేటింగ్ ప్యాషన్ ఈవన్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మహతా మునీనాం ఈవన్ గ్రేట్ సేజెస్ లైక్ ఈవన్ విశ్వామిత్ర సచ్ గ్రేట్ సేజెస్ దే హ్యాడ్ టు సక్కూమ్ టు ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ మన్మత సో దట్ సో ఆల్ బై యువర్ గ్రేస్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ హ్యాపన్ సో వన్స్ మహావిష్ణు హ్యావింగ్ వర్షిప్డ్ యూ హూ ఈస్ ద బెస్ట్ ఓవర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ప్రాస్పెరిటీ ఆన్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ వర్షిప్ యూ సో సచ్ కైండ్ పర్సన్ యు ఆర్ అస్యూమింగ్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ ఉమన్ మహావిష్ణు అస్యూమింగ్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అ ఉమన్ మోహిని ఇంపాషన్డ్ ఈవెన్ శివ శివ ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు బి ది కంట్రోలర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సెన్సెస్ హిమవాన్ వెన్ హీ కెప్ట్ పార్వతి టు అటెండ్ టు శివ ది మన్మత హ్యాడ్ అ థాట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు యునైట్ దెమ్ సో పార్వతి అన్ యంగ్ గర్ల్ ఈస్ వాకింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ శివ హూ ఈస్ ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ సర్వీసెస్ టు హెమ్ బట్ శివ హీ డిన్ ఈవెన్ టేక్ నోటీస్ ఆఫ్ హర్ So when there is a particular object which can tempt you, that is standing in front of you, even at that time Shiva could not be tempted or even distracted the attention. And Manmatha tried to distract him and he failed. And Manmatha was burnt to ashes by Shiva. So that Shiva, even that Shiva, what happened? After seeing the form of Mahavishnu as woman, he even got tempted. And Manmatha also by worshipping you, the Devi, he obtained a personality pleasingly attractive to the eyes of Rati Devi. When Manmatha was burnt to ashes, and when he prayed, Rati Devi prayed to him, to Amba. At that time, Amba gave him the form to Manmatha, which can be seen only by Rati Devi. And such a beautiful form he was given, which can be seen by Rati Devi. And that person, Manmatha, who doesn't have even a form, he is called Anangaha. Anangaha means no Anga for him, no organs. That Manmatha, no body. Even that Manmatha, he is capable of generating passion even in the minds of great sages like Vishwamitra by your grace again. So such is your glory. And this also, as I told you, there are Bija Mantras and there are Yantras and all that thing, so many times repeated, so many worship offered, so give so much of so many benefits. And here also, as I told, the story of Mohini is it is the Mohini Avatara. Actually, in the Mohini Avatara, when the Asuras and Devas churned the ocean of milk, when the nectar came, Vishnu took the form of Mohini and then distributed them to both the Asuras and Devas, and that story we know. And that is the first time she appeared. And Shiva saw that and he wanted Vishnu to appear in that form again. He requested Mahavishnu to appear in that form again. And when he appeared again as Mohini, at that time, Shiva himself got tempted by her beauty. So at the second thing, and decided to he lost control of her, of his senses, and he wanted to, glance of Mohini. So he wanted to go and, unite with Mohini. So that was the Shiva's story at that time. And Mahavishnu, what did he do? Initiation to Sri Chakra Upasana, Mahavishnu himself, and subsequent worship of him, in the Sri Chakra Upasana, that gave him the powers to assume any form to Mahavishnu. And that is how he took the form of Mohini. So he also, there are the Nari Bhutva. Mahavishnu became Nari Bhutva. He became Nari by worshipping you in the Sri Chakra and gaining the powers to assume any form. And Smaraha. Smaraha means Manmatha. Manmatha, he worshipped through the Panchadasakshari mantra. I told you, the 15-lettered mantra. And by worshipping you with that mantra, he got powers to captivate the entire universe. Even sages like Vishwamitra, they have to succumb to his powers. So this is called Ananga Vidya. After being burned by Shiva, by Devi's grace, he got life without a body, but visible only to Rati. Karanetragni Sandakta Kama Sanjeeva Naushad Jainamaha in Lalita Sahasranamam. There is a particular nama. That is what this nama refers to, this particular story. And Vishnu and Manmatha, they are her devotees. As I told, there are several other devotees of the Amba. In that list, they both are two devotees for whom the Vaishnavi mantra and the Kama mantras, those mantras, they both were revealed by the Devi. And there is another particular vidya also is given in this particular shloka. It's called Sadhya Siddhasana Vidya. The Ha and Ra in Harihi. In Hari, Ha and Ra are there. And the E and Im in Jananim. In this there is a Jananim and also Harihi. So Ha and Ra in Hari and E and Im in Jananim, they both together, they form the Bija Mantra Hrim. And again, word is smara. The word smara is so the Hrim Bija Mantra comes from this Hara, as in Hari and also Jananim. And the word smara, that denotes the Kama Bija. Again, Kleem. Kleem, that is, the Kama Bijam is Kleem, that is given by this smara one. And then Vapusha, the Va in the word Vapusha. And the Le in Lehiena. Lehiena Vapusha. And in Munina, that Im, that all these Bijam, that gives another bija called the blame. So, cream, cream, blame. This is the bija mantra given in this shloka. That is the mantra sastra attained in this shloka. And Anandagiri, in his commentary, he says, this talks about the Trailokya Mohana Chakra. This is the Bhupuram. We are going to see these various chakras when we go to the Sri Chakra and so many other these things, and Navavaranas, we are going to see all of them. So, Trailokya Mohana Chakra, that is Am, Om, and Sauhu. This is the Bija Mantra related to this particular chakra that we are going to see later when we are seeing in detail all other chakras. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Shri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.